We all know that the way a Saints game ends can affect the tone of New Orleans life. Turns out the start of the game can have an impact too, and we're seeing that play out on the plate now. Just look at the Saints' schedule. Between night games, late afternoon starts, and the bye week, the black and gold won't kick off at noon again until November 11th. Of course, to me, the immediate takeaway from this is that we'll have more time to eat. To a somewhat broader view, we get more time to make a day out of game day. You'll see the impact in restaurants for sure. Sunday is ordinarily the big day for brunch, though the usual noon kickoff plants a conflict right at prime time for poached eggs and pan pardue. Brunch spots in particular should brace for the bump. The biggest impact from all of this, though, may well be for who dats who cook and who dats who host. Saints game days, after all, are like holidays in many circles. The noon start can force the equivalent of a two-minute drill. You can prepare all you want in advance, but you still must execute while the clock is ticking. With these late afternoon and evening starts, maybe it's time to haul out the cast iron, set up the smoker, break out the boiling rig, or get a sack of oysters and limber up your shucking grip. It's time to take some extra time. As the gods of football, and our Saints in particular, insist on reminding us, there is no guarantee that a game's outcome will make us happy. But the framework for coming together and reconnecting, the restorative moments of leisure and socializing when our friends and family are on the same page, this is how football ensures time well spent. And New Orleans would not be New Orleans if food were not a central part of that. And no matter what, when the Saints are on the field, it is a good idea to have food on hand. After all, if you're going to make it through the season, you'll need to bite into more than your nails. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.